This is 3DB relaying to 57 stations throughout the Commonwealth and to our armed forces in Korea and Japan. The Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of Plume Motor Spirit and Mobile Oil, present the grand final of Mobile Quest 1952. We cross now to the Melbourne Town Hall and your compere, John Curtis.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here in the Melbourne Town Hall, the scene is set for a brilliant climax to Australia's greatest vocal contest, the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest. So that our many thousands of listeners throughout Australia may capture the atmosphere of this grand occasion, let me quickly tell you something of the scene. First of all, we have a vast and enthusiastic audience here in the Town Hall tonight. An audience of nearly 3,000 people who've already heard and acclaimed each of our eight grand finalists in the first half of the program. To my left are the members of the Australian Symphony Orchestra seated on the Town Hall stage, which is superbly decorated by a host of beautiful flowers. And high above the orchestra's heads is a glittering replica of the famous Flying Red Horse, which fittingly completes a most colorful setting. Now, although you listeners can't be here to see it all, you can certainly share in the excitement and tension that will mount until the 1952 Mobile Quest winner is announced and is presented with the first prize of £1,000. Mobile Quest prize money for this year totals more than £2,200. And in addition to the first prize of £1,000, the winner tonight will receive a radio set presented by Chrysler Australasia Limited, a free passage to Italy, donated by the Lloyd Triestino line, and an audition in Italy at the Center for Lyrical Advancement in Florence. This unique opportunity for a young singer has been arranged by the Italian consul, who I believe is in the audience tonight, Dr. Dainelli, and has been made possible by the cooperation of the government of Italy through its Ministry of Foreign Affairs. These are, I think you'll agree, wonderful prizes. Well, now, the minor awards tonight are second prize, £350, third prize, £200, while each of the other finalists will receive £75. And so this is an important occasion for the eight grand finalists. And the singers, as they will appear tonight, are Marjorie Conley of New South Wales, Eric Mitchelson of Victoria, Patricia Church of New South Wales, Robert Allman of Victoria, Joyce Simmons, also of Victoria, Elizabeth Allen of New South Wales, Donald Smith of Queensland, and Loris Sutton of Victoria. Five adjudicators have the task of deciding the placings in this grand final, and they've heard the singers once from the body of this hall. And now they're ready to listen again through a radio receiver in another part of the building. Another stage is set. And here to conduct the Australian Symphony Orchestra is the director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, Hector Crawford. The first singer to appear on the second half of the 1952 Mobile Quest Grand Final is a 20-year-old soprano from Mascot, New South Wales, who won the ninth heat and sixth semi-final. She works as a secretary in her father's business and is a pupil of Roland Foster. She will sing the well-known Una Voce Poco Fa, There's a Voice Within My Heart, from The Barber of Seville by Rossini. Ladies and gentlemen, Marjorie Conley.
within my heart echoes yet so soft and low. And of love I feel the smart toward Lingo, who dealt the blow. Yes, Lingo shall be mine. I have sworn it, it shall be so. Yes, Lingo mine, I have sworn it. Oh, yes, it shall be so. My God, it shall be then. I'll be even with him yet. Such a purple I hate best, and at last my way I'll get. Yes, Lingo shall be mine. I have sworn it. It shall be so. Yes, Lingo shall be mine. Want to win, here I am at last.
There's a Voice Within My Heart was sung by Marjorie Conley of New South Wales. The second singer in tonight's grand final is a 29-year-old tenor from East Preston, Victoria, who sang in the 12th heat and third semi-final this year. He's an ex-serviceman who commenced singing under the rehabilitation scheme after the war and is taught by Jesse Smith. His second aria tonight is None Shall Sleep, from Turandot by Puccini. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Mitchelson.
Lies. And what my name is, an
None Shall Sleep was sung by Eric Mitchelson of Victoria. And now we present a 23-year-old mezzo-soprano from Arncliffe, New South Wales, who was the winner of the 15th heat and fifth semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest. She's a stenographer in the court reporting branch in Sydney, and she's a pupil of Miss Margaret O'Reilly. She'll sing Mother, You Know the Story from Cavalleria Rusticana by Mascagni. Ladies and gentlemen, Patricia Church.
Thank you.
Mother, You Know the Story was sung by Patricia Church of New South Wales. And now for the fourth singer in the Mobile Quest Grand Final, 25-year-old bass baritone who comes from Balwyn, Victoria. He was the winner of the 10th heat and fourth semi-final. And his singing teacher, she's probably here, is Marjorie Smith. To sing the well-known prologue to Pagliacci, here is Robert Altman.
Wide, lonely world. hear man's story, how it unfolds itself slow and sudden. Come then, ring up the curtain.
Prologue to Pagliacci was sung by Robert Allman of Victoria. Competitor number five tonight is another Victorian, a 22-year-old lyric soprano who lives at Abbotsford. She's a pupil of Lennox Brewer and was successful in the 13th heat and second semi-final. The aria she's chosen in the second half of the grand final is the lovely Air Since the Day from Charpentier's opera Louise. Ladies and gentlemen, Joyce Simmons. Since the Day was sung by Joyce Simmons of Victoria. And so to our sixth competitor, a 26-year-old contralto from Morkdale, New South Wales. She's a pupil of Leo DeMont, and her second aria tonight is Ombra Mai Fu, more popularly known as the Largo from Handel's opera Xerxes. Ladies and gentlemen, Elizabeth Allen.
Thank you.
Ombra My Foo was sung by Elizabeth Allen of New South Wales. And now competitor number 7, a tenor. He's a 30-year-old ex-serviceman who's employed in the repatriation department in Brisbane, Queensland. His second aria is the beautiful Vesti la Giubba, On with the Motley, from The Barber of Seville by Rossini. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Smith. I feel I owe an apology to Leon Cavallo. I was wandering. Forgive me. On with the Motley, from Pagliacci by Leon Cavallo, was sung by Donald Smith of Brisbane. And so to our eighth and final singer in the second half of Mobile Quest, a 20-year-old mezzo-soprano from East Preston, Victoria, who sang in the 11th heat and third semi-final. She works as a clerk typist in Melbourne, and is a pupil of Browning Mummery, who's here in the audience tonight. She'll sing the aria, My Noble Lords, from The Huguenots by Meyerbeer. Ladies and gentlemen, Loris Sutton.
No.
My noble lords, from the Huguenots was sung by Loris Sutton. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the eight competitors in the 1952 Mobile Quest Grand Final. I've no doubt that already most of you, both here in the Melbourne Town Hall and listening all over Australia and throughout the world, have made your own decisions as to the winner. Well, I suppose if it were put to the public vote here at any rate, the result would be an eight-way tie. Frankly, that's how I'd like to see it. They've all sung so well. But of course, it can't be. The panel of adjudicators is, at the moment, considering the performances tonight. And for the benefit of the listening audience, the panel handling this difficult task tonight comprises Dr. Edgar Leslie Bainton, Fellow of the Royal College of Musicians in London, Honorary RAM, and retired Director of the New South Wales Conservatorium of Music. Mrs. Frank Tate, known to most of you as Miss Viola Wilson, the Gilbert and Sullivan star. The Reverend Dr. Percy Jones, Doctor of Philosophy, Doctor of Music, Organist and Choir Master at St. Patrick's Cathedral, Melbourne, and Director of Music for the Catholic Schools in Victoria. Mr. Bruce Bellamy, representing the Vacuum Oil Company, and as chairman, a well-known conductor and director of Mobile Quest, Hector Crawford. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are at the moment considering tonight's performances. And before long, I hope you'll all hear the verdict. Now, while we're waiting, I have a number of messages I know you'd like to hear. They're from previous prize winners of Mobile Quest. And the first is a cable from Joan Sutherland. Joan was winner of the 1951 Mobile Quest, and she's now completed her studies with the College of Music in London and has accepted an engagement at Covent Garden. In fact, I was handed... Just before the performance tonight, one of the orchestra handed me a BBC programme. Dated the 16th of July. In it was shown Joan Sutherland's name in a program of Beethoven on the third program of the BBC. So it's all interesting to know what our girls are doing. Joan's cable, which I started to talk about, reads this way. Have vivid recollections of this night 2 years ago. My good wishes to all competitors, Joan Sutherland. And now a message from Ronald Jackson, the 1949 winner, who just completed his second year as the leading baritone with the Carl Rosa Opera Company in England. Ronald says in his message, again, I wish to thank the Vacuum Oil Company, who sponsor Mobile Quest, for their wonderful gesture to Australian singers. My best wishes to all tonight's competitors. Well, now, a few days ago, we received a letter from June Bronhill, who came third in the 1951 Quest. June's now studying in London with the famous tenor Dino Borgioli. And in her letter, she asks us to wish this year's finalists the very best of luck. She says, and I quote, I will never forget last year's final. Long live Vacuum Oil. Now, here's a telegram from William Smith. I know him as Bill. Says William here. Bill was the third prize winner in 1949 and 1950, I think. And Bill is in the audience tonight, I'm given to understand. However, he sent a telegram, and he says, I'm sure the grand final tonight will be a wonderful success. My good wishes to all competitors. Thank you, Bill, wherever you are. Now, in a letter from David Allen, who came second in the 1950 Mobile Quest, there's a message. David is now studying in Italy. He sends his best wishes to this year's competitors. That was the essence of the message. A telegram received just before the show started from Clifford Powell, who was second in 1951, last year. Best wishes for all tonight, Cliff Powell. That came from Fairfield. And, let's see. Oh, yes, last but not least, here's a telegram from Margaret Elizabeth, last year's winner, who unfortunately cannot be present tonight. I don't know why not, but she's not here. She says, please convey very best wishes to all competitors and congratulations to winner of Mobile Quest, Margaret Nisbet. Well, that's all. Now, you've heard enough of me. I think now, until the adjudication is available, we're going to have some music. And first of all, we're going to ask you to listen to an interlude from the Australian Symphony Orchestra, who, you'll agree, have played so ably throughout the night. And to conduct the orchestra, here is our very good friend, the noted composer and musical arranger for the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, Elford Mack. Elford Mack is going to conduct the orchestra in a selection of melodies from the American Hit Musical Show, which is shortly to open in Melbourne. A lot of you have heard the music, and I understand, incidentally, some of the stars are here tonight. We welcome them and ask them to listen to the music of South Pacific. Well, now, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to announce that in response to literally thousands of requests and letters of appreciation from listeners throughout the Commonwealth and overseas, the Vacuum Oil Company has decided to sponsor Mobile Quest for the fifth year. And in 1953, the prize money will be over £2,400. Well, now, in 1953, the Vacuum Oil Company will enlarge the scope of Mobile Quest by increasing the number of heats from 18 to 20 and the number of semifinals from 6 to 7. This means that in all, 60 singers will take part in next year's Mobile Quest, each of whom will have the chance to win the first prize of £1,150 and other valuable prizes. Therefore, it's obvious that Mobile Quest offers unparalleled opportunities for young Australian singers. And so I'd suggest to all singers here tonight in the town hall and all over Australia, and singing teachers too, that if you or your pupil would like to compete next year for the prizes offered in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1953 Mobile Quest, you obtain brochures and entry forms from any branch of the Vacuum Oil Company throughout Australia. The opening date is the 8th of September. Opening date for entries, the 8th of September, and the closing date, October the 27th of this year. And allow me to suggest that intending competitors send in their entries as soon as possible. Well, now, I mentioned earlier that the Vacuum Oil Company would make a special state award to the best singer in any state not represented in the 1952 Grand Final. Well, in 1953 Grand Final, the same awards obtained this year, and I have much pleasure in announcing the names of the winners for 1952. Three states are not represented in tonight's Grand Final. They are South Australia, Western Australia, and Tasmania. And the state award of £25 for the best singer from these states for 1952, not represented in the Grand Final, will be presented to them at the Stars of Mobile Quest recital, which follow this Grand Final and will be presented in the capital city where they are. The award winners are South Australia, Ray Cocking, soprano. Western Australia, the soprano Patricia Wyatt. And in Tasmania, the bass baritone Bruce Mulligan. Now, congratulations to these singers. Well, now, no adjudication yet. Well, I'd like to introduce now a man whose music has been enjoyed on countless occasions by radio listeners throughout Australia. He's seated at the console of the Town Hall Grand Organ. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not seated there, but he will be in a minute. Where is he? Arnold Coleman. Thank you. gentlemen, you'll be pleased to know that the adjudicators are almost ready with their decision. First of all, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the Deputy Chairman of Directors of the Vacuum Oil Company, Mr. Angus Jones. Well, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. My Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we bring to a conclusion the fourth and most successful year of Mobile Quest. On behalf of Mr. Harold Rabling, who is unavoidably absent from Melbourne tonight, the directors and the staff of the Vacuum Oil Company, also the proprietors of all the mobile single-brand service stations throughout Australia, it is my pleasant duty to thank most sincerely those who have contributed to the outstanding success of Mobile Quest, which has now become established as one of the most popular radio programs throughout the Commonwealth. Firstly, there are the selection committees in each state, the members of our radio network, the Australian Symphony Orchestra, and Vacuum's advertising staff who have been responsible for the planning and organization of the 1952 Mobile Quest. There is also our compere, John Curtis, the co... the co-producers, Dorothy Crawford and Roland Strong, and, of course, Hector Crawford, director of Mobile Quest, who will return to the stage in a few minutes. Also, I particularly desire to record the generous actions of the Italian government and the Lloyd Trestino Shipping Company, which actions were announced to you earlier tonight. I would like to thank particularly those companies who cooperated with us by varying their radio programs so the complete second half of this program could be broadcast tonight. This was a very generous gesture on their part. Now we come to the people without whom there could have been no Mobile Quest. The 700 men and women from all states of the Commonwealth who entered this year's Mobile Quest. We congratulate particularly the 54 contestants who won their way to the heats, the 24 who subsequently took part in the semi-finals, and the 8 who have taken part in the grand final tonight and who have given us so much pleasure with their glorious singing. It is certainly no mean effort to reach the grand final from 700 contestants. And now I understand the adjudicators are ready. They'll be here just in a moment. Here they are. Mrs. Frank Tate. Dr. Edgar Bainton. The Reverend Dr. Percy Jones. Mr. Bruce Bellamy of our company. And the chairman, Mr. Hector Crawford. I am sure the adjudicators must have had an extremely difficult task, and I think they have done well to come to a decision so soon. In fact, earlier on, I thought we might have to lock them up for the night while they deliberated on their verdict. So will you join me in giving them a special vote of thanks? Now everyone in this hall and our vast audience are eagerly awaiting your decision.
Mr. Jones, ladies and gentlemen, we have had an easy and a difficult task tonight. The placing of the first singer and the second singer was a very easy matter. After that, we had a lot of trouble. In fact, I often feel that the best part of the entertainment of the finals of Mobile Quest, enjoyable though it was, is missed. And really, you should have a microphone in the adjudicator's room where all the discussions are going on. However, you can rest assured that the panel of adjudicators, who, as you know, have had a great deal of experience, have given this matter most earnest consideration, and so, Mr. Jones, we have to inform you that we have tied for third place two of the singers. The first singer, with all adjudicators and with all of us, is quite unanimous, and the second is so. We had so much trouble in the third placing that we have tied them. I hope you'll agree with us, and we do wish to say that we enjoyed our work. We feel that the winner that you've heard sing tonight could be a great artist and would, I feel sure, if... can't say anything. If I say another word, I'll be telling you. Mr. Jones, I shan't say any more.
Well, now we'll have the singers on stage in the order of their appearance. And first, Marjorie Conley. Eric Mitchelson. Patricia Church. Robert Allman. Joyce Simmons. Elizabeth Allen. Donald Smith. And Loris Sutton.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been given the names of the four singers whom we will describe as the runners-up. These are not in order of merit, and ladies are naturally first. Miss Joyce Simmons.
Staying here since the day in the broadcast and before that cameo song.
Miss Patricia Church.
Patricia Church, saying another, you know the story from Cavalleria, just to come.
Miss Loris Sutton.
Loris Sutton, saying my noble lord from the Huguenot.
Mr. Robert Allman.
And Robert Allman, saying the prologue to Pagliacci. They've been given the prizes by Mr. Jones.
As Mr. Hector Crawford announced to you, the third place has been tied. Miss Elizabeth Allen and Miss Marjorie Conley.
Elizabeth Allen's receiving her check now. She's saying the Largo from Handel. Now Marjorie Conley is receiving her check. He's saying Una Voce Poco Fa.
This brings us to the second prize of £350, which has been awarded to Eric Mitchelson.
Eric Mitchelson. We're all coming around to take Donald Smith's hand. I can't control this thunder. Eric Mitchelson has been given his prize.
And now I present to you the winner.
The remaining singer is standing there. Hector Crawford just approaching him and bringing him forward to Mr. Jones so that he may receive the first prize and the title.
I present to you the winner of the 1952 Mobile Quest, Mr. Donald Smith. The applause in this hall and in the hundreds of thousands of homes throughout Australia will show you how delighted everyone is at your outstanding success. The laurel wreath is yours. Now here are your awards.
First, here is an envelope containing an order for a free Chrysler radio. This envelope contains a free first-class passage to Italy made available by the Lloyd Tristino Shipping Company. This envelope contains an invitation from the Italian government for an audition at the Center for Lyrical Advancement in Florence. And finally, here is the Vacuum Oil Company's check for £1,000.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know exactly what to say, but I'm very, very pleased that I've been chosen the winner tonight, and I'd like to thank the Vacuum Oil Company for the opportunity and the grand quest that this is and the opportunities that it offers to people like ourselves. And Mr. Hector Crawford has been a terror of help to me and to my fellow artists. I'd like to say thank you very, very much. Well, thank you.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the end of an exciting night. The grand final of the 1952 Mobile Quest. And now, on behalf of the Vacuum Oil Company, marketers of Plume Motor Spirit and Mobile Oil, I'd like to wish everyone here in the Melbourne Town Hall and those listening in their homes throughout Australia and overseas a very good night.
Have been listening to the grand final of the 1952 Mobile Quest in the Melbourne Town Hall. This was sponsored for your entertainment by the Vacuum Oil Company and your local White Mobile Service Station. The compere was John Curtis, production by Roland Strong. The Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest. For the benefit of those who have missed the announcement, the winner of the grand final of the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest, held tonight in the Melbourne Town Hall, was Donald Smith. This is 3DB Melbourne. Will all relay stations please resume their own programs?